Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Sam Langford. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Luther Harville. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The first baseman, Ossie Orwol. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford strikes out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orwol scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lind for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. Sewell moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Ossie Orwol is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwol bunts in front of the plate. Autry fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harville strikes out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Autry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Langford is 0 for 1 in the game. Langford strikes out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Langford. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 0 in the game. Orwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Autry and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Bishop scores. Cochran goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns pinch hits for Ed Morgan. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Burns now playing first base. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0-for-1 in the game. Harville strikes out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-1 in the game. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Autry and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. One out. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-2 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orwell fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0 for 2 in the game. Harville takes first base on ball 4. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 2 in the game. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Bishop bunts towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran is hit by the pitch. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel pinch hits for Sam Langford. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Lind moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Summa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lind scores. Hodapp moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Orwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.